1. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Well, it's a real exciting day here on Fried on Business. We've learned that Reagan Mendoza is a poet. We've learned that Tenex is a big service company. We've learned that I'm doing so many land deals that they keep texting me during the show. And we've got my good friend and client, Henry Pino, on, who's one of the most creative people I know. Henry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's a really great pleasure to be here with you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Henry. Look, first of all, you're one of my favorites because you're a member of the same club I am, the Club of the Self-Made Man. Yep. So already I'm all about getting you your success. Now, sure. We met in the real estate business. Let me tell you, do great deals. But I don't want to talk about that today. I want to talk about saving the world, which is really what I'm all about. Okay? Yes. You've come up with something that is really ingenious that I wish I could use at my house today. Why don't you tell everybody what it is?
Sure. With pleasure. So, yeah, as you mentioned, my main platform, which puts my kids to school, I put them to school, is the real estate world. And I've built thousands of units in South Florida. I've known you for like 25 years, I guess. Yeah, so it's been a while. So having that that's a specialty and combining it with the responsibility, the climate change issues and plastic, et cetera, and having the ability to combine them both has been fantastic for me. And I'll give you, look, the systems are basically behind me. And what you're looking at, my background is what we call the EcoPods. Those systems can dispense anything from home care to personal care to condiments to the thickest of the thickest type of edible products without using new plastic. So they're made to refill the same container over and over again. You can use a stainless steel or aluminum container that you can bring from home. Now, the real estate side is really, along with the EcoPod, how we started. And the concept began with installing the system in buildings that are 200 units or more and offering the tenants free starter kits, be it condominiums or apartments. And the starter kits, basically a bag full of the products of the brand that we manufacture, and it refills those containers once they're empty. Instead of them throwing away from their apartment or their condo, they basically go and they refill it down on their lobby area or their recreation area, wherever they want to put the system. But it's available 7 days, 24 hours at a much cheaper cost. And, you know, there's a lot of plastic that's saved, but also there's no carbon footprint because you're not getting in your car to go buy the stuff. It's always in your building. So
it's tremendous.
Yeah.
It's the savings are
great. Yeah. Thank you. The savings are great because, again, you don't have any overhead. You're basically placing almost like a mini supermarket or a staple products in the building.
Colleges, university dorm rooms.
Yeah. That's right. Our presentation delivery home vans are at Barry University as we speak, doing a presentation for the kids over there. That's why I had Barry University on the tip of my tongue, but you couldn't come up with it because we're over there right now and showing the students how the systems work and how they can help to get this into the Targets and the Walmarts of the world and the Whole Foods. We're able to dispense their products also. It doesn't have to be our brand. They can modify the system's look to be a Procter & Gamble machine, a Publix machine. They're private label products. So it just goes on and on and on. You can put them in auto parts stores, dispense windshield cleaners, motor oils. It's all over.
So, Henry, how did you come up with this idea? What was the genesis?
Well, the idea actually was born, I would probably tell you, maybe like 30 years ago, prior to even getting into real estate. When I get out of college, just like every other young person, I want to get the job with the best benefits and a car if possible, et cetera, et cetera. So I went to work for a company as a salesperson, account executive, right, with a company called Ecolab. And this was many years ago. And so after being
I remember Ecolab.
Yeah, I worked with them for a while. And at the entrepreneurial mindset that I have, like 3 years into it, I said, wait a second, I think I can do this on my own. You know, I just need to figure out how to make these products and set up the mechanical systems that dispense these systems. So anyway, hired a chemist, some software engineers, hardware engineers, and went into business on my own. Before selling the company and getting into what I really like, which is real estate, I came up with this concept. But back then, 30 years ago, the environmental issue was in front. No. So when the recession came in the 2000s, and eight, you know, that ended in 8 or 10, whatever it is that it ended, I said, wait a second, I'm getting basically served with the foreclosure loans left and right, and we don't know when this is going to end. So I got a hit, you know, I got a family to feed. And so I decide that the other thing that I know how to do is make institutional chemicals. And yeah. So anyway, I put the concept together and the timing was right. And well, as the years have passed in the recent years, I end up getting the system patented. And then I put it on social media. And then Unilever starts to call. We meet with Procter & Gamble and the ball has started to roll and it hasn't stopped since then.
So how many units do you have out right now?
Right now in Dade County in South Florida, the Tri-County area, we have like close to like 40, 42 machines. But really, really what I want to do is install these systems where the masses of shoppers are at, where the plastic mostly is discharged. And that's bottom line. It comes from supermarkets and retail, you know, retail places. So, you know, it's just been difficult because it's such an adaptive technology that has to really be sold. A lot of the individuals, independent, environmentally conscious individuals, want to know where they're at. We get bombarded on a daily basis. Are you in Chicago? Are you in Knoxville? Are you in New York City?
I'm going to tell you right now that I have a friend of mine that represents thousands of condo associates.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hold it. Two guys that represent tens of thousands of condo associations, sure. And another guy who does also. I just wrote it down. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk off air about that. I want to make sure that you get to them because they're good people. And I really think that this is technology that the world needs to really begin to not only explore, but deploy.
Yeah, they really need to deploy it. Everybody is up in arms. Now they're feeling, when I say everybody, I'm talking about local governments and citizens where they thought everything was being recycled. Well, it's not. We don't have recycling programs where it's really recycled because the bottom line is like a year and a half ago, cities started letting go of these systems, of these recycling programs because it's too expensive for them.
Oh, there's also nobody buying it anymore.
China went out of business. So a lot of it is being incinerated, burnt. You know, it's pollution. And so the climate change issue is in a big part as a result of plastic being burnt, not reused.
Henry, if somebody wanted to get more information or connect with you on getting more information or getting a system, how would they do that?
Well, you know, the best place I would say to do is start with ecopod.us. E as in Ever, C as in Cat, O as in Oscar, P as in Paul, OD.us is our website. And, you know, you can log in and get all the information that you need.
And, you know, I really want to thank you so much for being here today on the show and sharing this. I want to call you offline or we'll set it up and we'll get together at Green Street with the other three people that were on the show today.
Sure.
And we'll talk about ideas. I really do think that this is something that condo associations should look into. If for no other reason, it's another revenue source for them.
Yeah, it is. It increases the NOI. Let's say it's $100,000 a year or whatever it is.
Not only that, it can reduce the common area maintenance they charge.
Yeah, and their discharge cost, trash. It's all around a good social responsibility program.
I can't thank you enough for going in with this, Henry. This is tremendous. We're going to get together in the next couple of weeks to talk more about it in person, but I've got this. I'll send you an email with my ideas and we'll go around that. I want to thank you so much for this, Henry, but also I want to thank you for working with me on the real estate transactions in the past.
Sure.
I can't thank you enough. I really do appreciate your trust and confidence that you've expressed to me over the years. It means the world to me. Thank you so much.
Got it. Keep on going.
I will. We'll talk about that too. God bless you, Henry. Have a beautiful day. And you know what? I think it's great that you do this with your family because you get to see them all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at the smile. Oh, I love it. Oh, there it is. That's the guy you want to do business with. The happy man. Got a good idea. All right. I'm going back now to my poet friend, Reagan. Let's rock the world. Henry, I'll see you in the next couple of weeks. I promise. Oh,
yes,
this is great. Ah, back after this, I'm going to talk about my experience going to a real office building for the first time. Ooh. Sorry, everybody. I had to do a little business there on the cell phone. I guess we all do now, don't we? Oh, boy. Hey, everybody. We're South Florida's longest-running business talk show. We have great guests like Henry, and we also have great cultural stuff like we did with Scott Cunningham from Oh Miami. That's what I love is being part of our community. That's why I love working with Warren Henry. We're going to have some great social action stuff that we're going to do with Warren Henry coming up. Reagan, you can come on the show. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they sell Audi. Down in the Keys, they sell them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means you get complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and a 72-hour exchange. You can take 3 days to make sure you like your car. Guess what? You will. Join me, my mom, my beautiful wife, Vivian, lots of my friends. It's amazing how many friends do this. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Carlson from Carlson Integrated. You know, a lot of our clients find that they can do anything, but not really everything. We are always excited to jump in and help. So whether you need another set of hands for a project or even comprehensive marketing management, our team of marketing mavens would love to have a conversation with you to see if we are the right fit. We do everything from logo and design work to email outreach and social media to writing and thought leadership. And here's a fun one. We are now offering our fabulous ebook of top 10 marketing tips on our website for free. So head over to carlsonintegrated.com and grab a copy today. And please always let us know how we can help. My email is Becca, that's B-E-K-A-H at carlsonintegrated.com. That's B-E-K-A-H at carlsonintegrated.com.
Hey, Reagan, thank you so much for coming on the air while you're doing all your stuff. I know it's not that easy, but I am looking forward to talking to you in the last segment. We'll talk about all kinds of great stuff. And probably what we'll talk about is what I'm doing today, and that's helping people. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 if I can help you. I'm helping some big shot developers get their kids' loans. I'm helping them get their own loans. I'm helping them get preferred equity. I'm helping mezzanine equity. You need raw land financed. I could even do that. It blows my mind, but I can do it. Call me, 305-773-6300. Why can you get the raw land done? Because there just aren't enough houses. That's why. So people are willing to take more risk on that. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's always all about you.
Welcome back to Freedom Business. connect with us on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, and on Instagram at JimFried1. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, Reagan must have had an infiltration from the small people at his house, so we had to go offline just a little bit. But I wanted to talk about, you know, I don't really usually take a lot of time and editorialize, but I'm going to do it today because I'm going to do it about coming out of your shell and getting back into the market. You know, I'm afraid. I got Vivian. I got to stay really clean and not catch viruses or anything or bring it home. I'm double vaxxed now, and so is she. So I'm coming out of my shell. I've had a bunch of meetings outside. Yesterday, I went to my first office meeting. I thought, oh, my gosh, this is going to be wild. It was a two-story office building. I went up in a hydraulic elevator. I was checked 32 times before I even got to the principal. You walk down a long hallway. The director of first impressions is there. Hi. Then you go walk down another long hallway past a water fountain that says out of order. It's not. Then you go all the way downstairs. You meet Mr. Big. He's at the end of like two long tables that all the people work at. You didn't see the plastic up yet because only one person's working there besides Mr. Big. Four total people in an office. It must have been 20,000 square feet. It's okay, Reagan. It ends credibility. It's all good. Tell her I hope that the baby's doing okay. Now, Reagan, we're talking about bringing culture to our community. You're a poet. I didn't know it. I sort of did now that we talked about it there on the show. Is the poetry thing part of the cultural support in our community that you like? Is it one of the reasons you like living here?
Yeah, absolutely. It was one of the first things. It's something I got involved in when I was living in Chicago, which is where I'm from originally. And it was one of the first things I got involved in when I came down here. Because like you said, it's not just about, I'm a performance poet, which means I do it like live in front of an audience and stuff like that, in addition to writing and et cetera. But it's not only in the poetry community, it's not only about, oh, I'm up on a stage and I'm performing for everyone. It's also about getting involved in the community. So I've met a lot and worked with a lot of great nonprofits through doing poetry. I've done a lot of different events that have helped out, like after school programs. We've done mentoring through poetry. We've been involved in the schools themselves, in middle schools, high schools, colleges, things like that. It's a great avenue to get involved directly into the community.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. High five to you.
Well, thank you. I do what I can.
You know, it's really nice also promoting Henry's idea, you know?
Great idea.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, and I really like to get more involved in it. You can see how there'd be a pushback from all the people that are vested interest in making all the plastic products. This is a, you know, but I really think that just the way we get the bottles for the water. I never had one of these until a few years ago, you know? And I really think it's very important as we make these cultural changes. And, you know, it's not about me. You know, I'm not going to change the climate to make it better while I'm alive at this point. But I want to make it better for the little people that I see, all the little kids running around and punching me in the kneecap and stuff. You know, that's why I gave the trees to the synagogue, you know, and then I see the little kids playing in the shade. That makes me feel good.
Yeah, it's once you start to think about, well, how are things going to be when I'm, you know, that don't affect me when I'm gone, you know. What can I do now that's going to help change the world and make it better 100 years from now that I can't possibly benefit from? You know, that's a good head place to be in, if nothing else.
It is. I walked in today and to do the show, and I walked into the house and I heard my wife on the phone, and she didn't know I was there. And she was telling her girlfriend that all she wants to do is project good energy and bring love and positive energy and kindness to the world. Then she hung up the phone. And I gave her a big hug and kiss. And I said, I came behind her. She didn't know I was there. And I said, honey, I couldn't ask for a better wife.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's all I want to do, too. Because if the one thing that this pandemic and the shutting in has shown us, it's that we need to be kinder and gentler to everybody. And you never know what the person next to you is going through. You know, so, you know, I enjoyed bringing the old poetry guy. I enjoyed bringing Henry, the 10X guy. That's just, you know, that's just real cutting edge stuff. we'll put him on that show, on the tech show. And you know the tech person I want to introduce him to, don't you?
Yeah, I think Saul. Saul will love him.
Huh? Saul will love him.
Saul will love him.
But Olivia.
Yeah.
We'll get together with him.
Yeah, that's true.
So remember, Olivia executes on data. Olivia's all about data execution, and they have all kinds of data. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to just end by talking about the things that people can do to help make the world a better place in just the next week, okay? I talk to people, you know, it's just the coffee person. When you go and get a cup of coffee, just tell the person thank you. Tell them that you appreciate the design on your coffee. Tell them that you appreciate that they're just there. Tell them that you appreciate that they put themselves at risk for others. Tell them thank you. You'll be amazed at what happens. Probably get a little extra coffee.
It's true.
You know, I use this all the time. I use it all the time. And it's the one thing that I've really missed by being pandemicked. You really can't do it on the phone. Although when I call the help center with Apple or whatever, you can call them. And I always start off with, I want to be your best phone call of the day. Sometimes it doesn't happen, but at least it sets the tone right.
Sure.
And you know that you're being considerate. Every single person I call in business, I'm considerate to. A friend of mine just got divorced. I introduced him to a wonderful person, you know. So it's all about just keeping involved with your community, being supportive of your network. Now we're growing and the world is picking up steam, but there will be people that it doesn't pick up for as quickly. You need to be conscious of that and careful. You need to be considerate. You need to help those people and ask them how you can help pick it up. I can tell you right now, Reagan, you know, every person on this on that sheet of paper, they've all been on the show. Every one of those people that I'm going to introduce Henry to is going to be on the show. In fact, maybe I'll put together a show and put Henry on and introduce them all on the same show.
Might be good.
I think it would be. I think it would be. Because really, you know, this the Henry's looking for concentration of users. And I know from living in an apartment building that Vivian, I just made her start getting her detergent delivered in Amazon. Do you know how heavy that stuff is? They bring 3-4 of those things in a box. It's heavy. It's heavy. Imagine if I didn't have to do that. If it just went downstairs, right next to the Coke machine, boom, and come back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'd be great. It'd be great. And I really think that America needs that. America needs ways to reduce the excess waste.
Yeah.
You know? So listen, I want to wrap up a little early because the maniacs started working on the building again. Okay, can you hear them?
Not yet.
Okay, good. They're coming. They're coming. So I want to thank everybody for listening today. It was a tremendous show. It was artsy. It was about the future. It was about things that are going on today that are going to change. And I think that's what we're all about. Mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to the first responders, to all the people that help everybody, to the teachers, to the everybody that puts themselves at risk for everybody. We're not done yet. It's very dangerous time. Everybody needs to be careful. So keep implementing your public health stuff, mask, social distance, as best you can. Don't go crazy. Get vaxxed if that's the way you feel. If you don't want to get vaxxed, call me. We'll talk about it. I want to thank our sponsors, Deep Blocks, Reagan Mendoza. That's right. I count you as a sponsor. Creco AI, Carlson International, and we'll give a plug to Turkel too. Warren Henry Automotive, they drive the ship here. They've been our sponsor for 9 years. Thank you to all of them. Please go to our Facebook page and tell your friends and all that other stuff. We're all over social. I'm a LinkedIn Jedi. Get on LinkedIn with me and watch. Facebook, YouTube. Reagan's the dude that does the YouTube stuff. It's getting better all the time. If you missed today's show, it's going to be on the webpage, freedombusiness.com. It'll be up live on LinkedIn. So this is Jim Fried for Freedom Business. Look for us next week on 880 a.m. Woo! Right here on all the social channels. We're going to have a tremendous show. I promise you. Remember, the person wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Reagan, it's yours.